This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. What do Meg Whitman, Cindy Sheehan, Mark Leno, and Chuck DeVore all have in common? They're all listed as opposing Proposition 14 in the June 8th California primary. Sometimes called an open primary measure, Prop 14 would allow all voters to choose among all candidates for office, regardless of party affiliation, with the top two vote-getters facing off in the November general election. The stated intent is to enable more moderate candidates to survive the primary. But Dave Gilliard, a spokesman for the No on 14 campaign, says reducing the choices available to voters in the general election is not good for the democratic process.
When voters go in to vote in November, which is when most voters in California vote, under Prop 14, in a lot of districts in California, they would have to choose between two people from the same party, and there would be no third-party people on the ballot whatsoever.
And that concerns Christina Tobin. A Libertarian candidate for California Secretary of State from Mill Valley, Tobin has formed the Stop Top 2 campaign to fight Prop 14.
If this were to pass on June 8th, the Peace and Freedom Party and Libertarian Party would no longer be qualified parties in California, because currently, in order for those parties to remain qualified, they must either poll 2% for any statewide race in a midterm year, which is easy to do, or they have to have 1% of the last gubernatorial vote, which means about 100,000 people registered within their party. But if Prop 14 passes, they would no longer have nominees, so that threshold of polling 2% for any statewide race would no longer be there.
Every registered political party in the state opposes Prop 14, from the American Independents and the Greens to the Democrats and Republicans. But Janine English, president of the California AARP and an advocate for Prop 14, contends the third-party defenders have it backwards.
Open primaries will really give third parties a chance at holding statewide office, not just being on a ballot.
Here's how English says that would work.
Third parties have had successes in local government elections, which are nearly identical to the process proposed in this open primary initiative. They are successful in many local elections, and we could see in certain areas, say San Francisco, it's very likely that a third party candidate could move forward to the general election.
But any candidate who fails to make the top two cut in the primary under Prop 14 would have no further recourse, objects Gilliard.
Prop 14 eliminates write-in votes. In fact, it prohibits counties from even counting write-in votes in general elections. That's a very dangerous change to the California law, because after the June primary, there's no mechanism under Prop 14 for voters to have a choice other than whoever wins the primary.
Janine English sees that as another benefit.
One of the issues with write-ins was that it could provide for an opportunity to really game the system. So we have an open primary, and anyone can participate in the open primary. You wouldn't have a write-in in the general election, but anyone can participate in the open primary.
Under Prop 14, the candidates in the open primary would not have to state their party affiliation on the ballot, although their past registration history would be publicly available through the Secretary of State's website. Measures generally similar to Prop 14 have been in effect for years in Louisiana and more recently in Washington State. Both sides in the Prop 14 debate point to electoral results in those states to support their arguments. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.